Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a lot of stuff coming up over the next week or so, particularly this weekend. As everybody is well aware, the Ring of Honor pay-per-view All-Star Extravaganza 7 is taking place Friday on pay-per-view. A lot of big matches. ROH champion Jay Lethal versus Kyle O'Reilly. ROH television champion Jay Lethal against Bobby Fish. That's right, they have a double champion defending against two guys on one show. A lot of other matches as well, including a four-way. AJ Styles, Roderick Strong, Michael Elgin, and our guest on the program today, Adam Cole, will be fighting to determine the number one contender for the ROH championship. Adam Cole is going to be on the program today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about with him. Always a great guest on the program. If you're a subscriber and you've missed him, we've had Jay Lethal, the ROH World and Television Champion, on the show on Monday. Kyle O'Reilly was on yesterday. And we got more coming up all this week leading into Friday's pay-per-view. In addition to that, we'll probably take some calls here after a while. But if you're calling now, stand by because we got to go over the news first. But news to talk about, including the Wednesday Night Wars tonight. It's TNA, Ring of Honor, and NXT. We've got a former UFC star who will be debuting for Evolve coming up here very soon. And the word we have gotten from people who have trained with this individual is that he's actually really good at pro wrestling. So we can talk about that as well as Raw ratings from Monday. And at some point, hopefully this week, we are going to be joined again by the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, who was on last week. The CMLL anniversary show is Friday. And as he talked about the last time he was on the show, L.A. Park is off the show, Dr. Wagner Jr. And not only are they off the show, they have been excommunicated from CMLL. We'll talk about that and so much more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Monsanto to play for free for a shot at part of $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Monsanto for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
At Lumber Liquidators, our founder is back, and we're consolidating our inventory so you can get special clearance deals on quality floors that you won't find anywhere else. Why pay $3 a square foot for hardwood at other stores? We have easy-click pre-finished butterscotch oak for just 99 cents. Beautiful and unique bamboo from $179. More than 80 styles of American and European laminate from 59 cents and more. Plus, 18-month special financing.
I recently came back to Lumber Liquidators to get us back to basics. Just good wood at a good price.
These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into before Adam Cole comes on the show here today. And a few things that I need to address with you, Mike. First off, as a political pundit, as I know you are, a man who follows politics very closely, I'm sure you are well aware that Donald Trump is the talk of the town. And Trump, as everybody is well aware, is a WWE Hall of Famer. Is that amazing or what?
It is kind of amazing if you think about
Lance it. Lance Storm is not a WWE Hall of Famer.
He is not?
I could go over a list of men who are not in the WWE Hall of Fame. But Donald Trump is. I mean, we could conceivably, it's actually pretty inconceivable, but conceivably, a WWE Hall of Famer could become the president of the United States. Now, you know what else is interesting? Donald Trump's television show, The Apprentice. The Donald is very, very busy running for president, Mike, and so he is being replaced on his own show, The Apprentice. Do you know who is replacing him?
I do not.
He is being replaced by another WWE Hall of Famer, Coco Beware.
Coco Beware?
I'm making that up. He's being replaced by Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is, in fact, another WWE Hall of Famer.
Maybe Coco was busy.
It could have been.
Do you know how much Vince would pay to be in that spot, to run The Apprentice? I am surprised he didn't make an offer.
Oh, man, that's a good idea, actually.
Unless he is too busy making an offer to try to be vice president or some other cabinet position.
I can only imagine who the Donald is going to choose as his vice presidential running mate. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Mike, is you had an idea a few weeks ago, which I wrongly and inappropriately attributed to the callers. The idea that Kyle O'Reilly's music sucked. But we addressed that yesterday.
What?
The other idea you had was Sheamus cashing in and beating Sting for the title. That was your idea, right?
That was one of, a couple possible options, yes.
Okay, I forget. Now, I usually don't do SmackDown spoilers on this show, but I'm going to do a SmackDown spoiler here tonight. So if you're one of those people that just SmackDown is your favorite show and you do not want to know what happens in the main event, even though me talking about that right now may have already spoiled what happened, go ahead and turn off the show for a minute, maybe for 10 minutes. They do a main event tag team match, Mike, and Sheamus is in the main event. I don't even remember who's in it. It's like, It's Reigns and Ambrose against Sheamus, and I don't know who it is. It doesn't matter. But the point of it is, the important key is that Sheamus gets pinned again. Sheamus got pinned on SmackDown. Sheamus got pinned on Raw. Sheamus may have gotten pinned on SmackDown last week. I can't recall. But the point is, Sheamus has been doing enough jobs lately. And this was even before SmackDown. He's been doing enough jobs lately that I have been concerned that, in fact, Sheamus in a very short period of time, may end up being the WWE champion. Because this is what they do. This makes no sense. Don't try to instill logic into what I'm about to say, everybody. But this is just what they do because they're WWE. When a guy is in line for the title, he loses and loses and loses. Sheamus has got the briefcase. He's been losing and losing and losing. And one of your scenarios, Mike, did involve Sting winning that title and then Sheamus cashing in either at the show or on Raw on Monday. And now I'm thinking there's a possibility this is going to happen.
It is possible that this is absolutely a possibility with Sheamus. It's not very exciting, is it?
It's a terrible idea.
Not a wonderful possibility. Hey, what are the odds that the Sheamus commissions Damian Sandow to be like the Jeff Farmer, you know, NWO Sting or something like that? Do you think that's possible? Where has Damian Sandow been?
I don't know, but I got an autographed picture of him sitting right here. Maybe I should give it away here on the program.
As Damian Sandow?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just checking. I wasn't sure which incarnation of Sandow you may have. If it was robe and towel Sandow.
It is with the robe and towel, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't like one of the other gimmicks or something like that. And certainly not world champion Sandow. And there is that possibility that even though he has the Money in the Bank briefcase, Sheamus could lose that to somebody else, but as you've brought up, his win-loss record is quite disturbing when you go off the history of how WWE usually does things and sets people up for title matches and for title reigns.
And by the way, the match was Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose against Seth Rollins and Sheamus. And I guess there's so many... It's one of those pay-per-views where there's so many ways they could go. Because you do have one guy defending two titles against two different guys, and the briefcase guy has threatened to cash in. So, I guess we'll see where they go. I strongly feel that if Sheamus wins the title, God forbid, it is going to be a very, very quick title reign. I can't imagine them, especially when you look at the ratings. The Raw ratings were up this week, which is low praise. Because last week the show did 3.385 million viewers. And this week they were up to 3.397. These are terrible, terrible numbers. And I can imagine in their minds thinking, well, you know what's going to help during football season is Sheamus as the champion. They can't possibly be thinking that. So if they've got some sort of convoluted deal to keep us guessing or to surprise us, I don't anticipate Sheamus being a long-term. I could be out of my mind wrong, but I can't imagine that.
I think, well, I mean, if it comes down to being concerned about football at all in any way, it doesn't matter. There's nobody, with the exception of John Cena and to a lesser extent Randy Orton, there is nobody that's going to stop that slide when it comes to football. In fact, it's only going to get worse from here. Or it's arguable it's only going to get worse from here. There will not be any more doubleheaders, to my knowledge. There's only the one on the first week of the season, and that's it. But it's still going to be just brutal from this point forward.
A couple of other quick notes here. As I mentioned in the opening segment, Matt Riddle, former UFC star, who failed a number of marijuana tests, actually. Oh, man. I'm not gonna rant about Nick Diaz here today, but Ronda Rousey has got to be trolling me. She did this big interview, and she flat out said, I can't believe men get one-year suspensions for steroids, and Nick Diaz gets 5 years for smoking a plant that makes him happy. I was like, you've got to be kidding me now. Like, you've got to be kidding. But anyway, Matt Riddle is going to be working for Evolve, and I think he was training at the Monster Factory. But yep. I talked to people who had trained with him, and they said he's really good.
I'm not going to dispute that. No, when you were gone one day, Vic and I had Danny Cage on from the Monster Factory. And one of the things he talked about was Matt Riddle and the progress that he's made. And that was some time ago. But from the minute he walked into that Monster Factory, his passion for pro wrestling definitely showed itself. And they have been trying to mold him as much as possible and get as many hands on him as possible, and he's already gotten WWE tryouts. And again, his passion for pro wrestling is pretty evident. So congratulations to Matt Riddle, and this is going to be just another stop on the tour in his career, I believe.
Wonder if Matt Riddle's history with weed is going to cause any problems for him when he gets looked at by WWE. Because if you Google him, it comes up repeatedly. All of his weed failures. I don't know if they take that into consideration. We'll talk about this after the break as well. Take your phone calls. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Adam Cole will be joining us in a little while. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA. Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Taking your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you head to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, you can also grab the four other numbers that patch directly into the studio here, so head over there and check those out. And if you are a subscriber, we've got a member survey that is ongoing right now, and thousands of responses in the first couple of days. So if you've not filled that out yet, go over and check it out. And let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Danny in Milwaukee.
Yes, Danny.
What's up, brother? Hey, before I get into my scenario, the best thing ever is I was on hold when you guys were off air. And tell Mike, I know he's in search of caffeine right now, tell him that Surge Soda has made its way back on the market after 10 years, and it works phenomenal.
Surge? Why was Surge off the market?
I don't know, man. I think it was, like, not a good seller or something. So a whole bunch of dudes signed a petition online to get it back, and then I seen it in a store in my area. So I bought it, and it took me back to middle school. So it definitely will give Mike the surge he'll need to do the show.
Ha-ha!
I've heard about this.
I should leave the for subscribers. I should just record the entire hour and let everybody hear the banter that we do back and forth during the break.
I love it.
Yeah, talking sports. Yeah, it's great. Anyway, what's on your mind?
Oh yeah, and I took the survey the first day it came out to the old survey. So I contributed to the site. I did my part. But anyways, I have a scenario I want to spit by you guys and see what you think. So for the Dean Ambrose Roman Reigns partner thing, tell me what the percentage is that this may happen. So Randy Orton comes down. He's the third guy. And then Thoris Marius, a.k.a. the Vintner, a.k.a. Eric Rowan, comes back, takes Randy Orton out on his way to the ring. They all start brawling. Eric Rowan rejoins the Wyatts. It's 4-on-3. And then Daniel Bryan's music hits. He comes down. It turns into a 4-on-4 match. And we got Bryan back on the roster full-time. What do you think?
It's not too bad, except the idea that Thoris Marius is going to come out and take out Randy Orton.
That is a toughie.
I have a hard time buying that one. But hey,
when he's getting down to the ring.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I just can't imagine them going, okay, so let's bring Randy Orton to the show, and we'll have the Vintner beat him up, and he'll be unable to participate in the match.
Well, he's not saying unable to participate. He's just saying that he will suffer an injury and that he will... The match will continue on with looking like that the Wyatt family has got all the advantage.
I see. You could do that. You know,
my real question is, that was a roundabout way of asking you, what's the latest on Daniel Bryan? And I'll let you guys get back to the show. I'll listen on the download.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I've heard nothing about Daniel Bryan, which could mean two things. I love doing this because everyone's like, well, Brian's guaranteeing he's right when he says this. No, I'm just telling you what not hearing anything about him could mean. Number one, it could mean there's nothing new and they're still not clearing him and you're not going to see him maybe ever. Or number two, they're laying very, very low so that his return would be a big surprise. Now, I very much hesitate to say what I'm going to say because every time I say something like this, there's some goofy internet site that reports this is news. Okay, this is not news. All I know is that there were some discussions of late about Rock coming back and making a return appearance. So I'm not saying it's going to be Rock, even though I know that within 24 hours I will have been reported as claiming it's going to be The Rock. I don't really know anything about this except I know that they did talk recently. So it could be The Rock for all I know, which would be a great partner. Now, how that leads to anything else, I don't know. But
oh, easy. You have a very easy thing. If you want to turn Roman Reigns heel, bringing back Rock would probably be a great thing to do. Because, again, your whole goal at this point is you have tried Roman Reigns as the babyface good guy. You have tried all sorts of ways to damage him, but still keep him as a good guy. And he has somehow survived all of that. I don't think people have turned on him to a degree where they will not root for him again. And he's a dead weight as a main eventer. You just have to try to make him a heel. And him coming back and The Rock coming back to team with he and Ambrose, great. They team with each other. They get the win over the Wyatts. He's finally able to put that chapter to the bed. And then he can now jump into however you're going to make him a heel. And however that happens, whether that's
Dean
Ambrose.
Yeah, that's easy. Now he beats the crap out of The Rock because
Absolutely.
He's mad that The Rock has taken over the spotlight for his feud and victory.
And Ambrose still has got to play a part in this, and this is where that if Sheamus wins, it may be cheap, but But Rollins, you would figure, even though he's going to be upset that he lost, he's still going to be tied in with Triple H in some sort of way, and he doesn't necessarily need a title shot back right away. Sheamus has got the briefcase or the number one contendership. He may even have the world title. Either way, it's something that Roman Reigns could shoot for, but Dean Ambrose has got to try to shoot for it first. And Dean Ambrose being wedged in the way plays into the story of Roman Reigns always coming up short, always having somebody screw him, and him laying waste to Dean Ambrose and also laying waste to The Rock. If that doesn't get him turned around as far as being the most booed guy in the company, at least for a very short period of time, I don't know what to tell you. You offer him his release or you send him over to work in Japan and maybe he can team up with Tama Tonga. But I think this is the best case scenario for what you can do with Roman Reigns and having The Rock alongside, which plays into Roman Reigns, is what he's talked about family being involved, and you've went after my family, and he cuts that good promo on Monday night. So it would not be the worst idea in the world if it was The Rock. Now, in another era, you would go, my God, why would they not advertise this? Well, you don't necessarily
who
need
cares?
It. Plus, well, that's
the network.
It falls into that who cares category. And it also pops Monday with people coming out of Sunday going, oh, my God, you got to see this because The Rock came back and he's going to be back on Monday.
Yeah, but here's a deal with why don't you advertise in advance. First off, they're trying to get everybody off pay-per-view. They're vigorously every Monday holding up that stupid $9.99 cue card and trying to get you to quit spending $54 and spend $9. So they want everybody on the network. And the thing with the network is this. So you advertise in advance. So what? People sign up and then they pay their $9.99 and they watch the show live? Okay. If
well,
you don't
a lot of
advertise,
people remember who's not getting this on traditional pay-per-view. They're still getting it that way.
I'm sure, but my point is there are 1.3 million people that have the network right now. So, if you bring back The Rock as a total surprise, what does that mean? That means 5 minutes after people find out that he was at the show, they pay $9.99 and they go back and watch it. There's no need. I mean, I think you should advertise in advance for a lot of things because it gets people excited for the show. Like, when I saw that Nikki Bella promo that she did hyping up the match with Charlotte, there right before the Charlotte match, it was kind of like, why didn't you air this a week ago? So people might have spent a week hoping and praying that Nikki Bella got beaten. Instead, they did it on the show. So you have to have a card. You have to have a main event. But as far as, like, big surprises, you can have big surprises now. Because if people want to see it, they pay their $9 and they go back and they watch it immediately on demand. It's not a big deal anymore. So let's go to the East of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Echo your sentiments highly, Brian.
I'm stunned, John. What
oh
sentiments?
Oh, my God. I mean, for Christ's sake, can we not promote something anymore? I thought the whole idea of wrestling was you promoted your card. People showed up. Bingo, bango. Everybody's happy. They get to see a cool event. You get to make money. Yay! Holy crap, it's like...
John apparently got some of that surge that's back on the shelves.
Actually, I can tell you why it went off the market, because kids were hopped up higher in their prom dress in June from the effects of how much caffeine was loaded in that bad boy.
So we're not concerned about that now, or do they just lower the caffeine content?
Hey, look, people are direct buying it through Amazon anyway, so...
matter anymore.
And I mean, come on. So there was a lot of caffeine. So how is that different than kids going out and buying two Red Bulls?
It's not.
Back then, we didn't
idea.
Have Red Bull, though.
You got anything. You could have gone and got eight coffee bags or whatever and hopped yourself up on 1,000 milligrams of caffeine.
Eight
if you
coffee
wanted.
Bags.
Whatever. I don't drink coffee. Tea bags? Anyway.
Yeah, you know. No,
go ahead, John. Before Mike starts commenting on that.
I loved Mike's whole deal with the Rock idea, but unfortunately, WWE does
idea,
not like to book long-term strong heels having an advantage for some reason. They live under this notion, we got to send everybody home happy.
Except on Monday when Charlotte didn't win and Nikki broke the record.
Yeah, but you had an easy way out of that.
They don't want to acknowledge or somebody has political stroke. I know that's a bad buzzword to say. That she might have used that, but come on, it kind of shows itself and rears its ugly head.
I honest to God,
like to hide behind these veils of philanthropic deeds. Oh, look, we give money to and help out the cancer thing. It makes us look great.
Well, listen, John, we're running up on the break. I want to thank you very much for the call. I, honest to God, he was all happed up today. I, honest to God, think that the reason that Nikki broke the record, I'm sure there was, to a degree, the fact that she was John Cena's girlfriend. But to me, her being John Cena's girlfriend was just her getting the title and having a prolonged reign. But honest to God, I believe the reason they broke the record was because the record was held by CM Punk's girlfriend. And that's it.
I don't understand why that is up for debate.
Well, some people, well, it just is. But I think that's why. I honest to God think that's the majority reason as to why.
Yeah, it's like why Randy Orton broke the youngest record when he came, because they were out of favor with Brock Lesnar. There's multiple times this has happened. This is what they do. It's how it works.
Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What's the best way to bring people together? T-shirts! T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And very happy today to be joined by Adam Cole, talking the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, which is coming up this Friday night. San Antonio, Texas, All-Star Extravaganza 7. Adam Cole will be facing Michael Elgin, Roderick Strong, and AJ Styles in a four-way to determine a number one contender for the Ring of Honor title. Adam, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm really looking forward to this weekend, especially going into a matchup of this magnitude. I know this match was one of the later matches announced on the card, but ever since it's been announced, a lot of people have very much been looking forward to it, me as well.
It's a star-studded four-way match. A lot of people have labeled it as what could be the show stealer this Friday. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to getting back in that Ring of Honor World Championship title picture. So hopefully this matchup will be exactly that for me.
As a top wrestling reporter and journalist, I have a scoop for everybody. I heard from an unnamed source, Adam, that you are suffering from a terrible sinus infection. Is that true?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Whoever you get your information from, they're completely correct, 100% correct. This is true. Starting yesterday, I came down with some nasty – I mean, I had a bad fever. I think I've broken the fever, Brian, so I'm happy about that. But I was in bed for about 20 hours yesterday trying to beat this darn sinus infection. But I've wrestled through worse. I've been through worse. And to be honest with you, I'm surprised a lot of us aren't sick, like, all the time, considering the crazy travel and the people that you run into and all the germs we, are in contact with and having no set sleep schedule. But this is nothing. This is no big deal. Once the adrenaline hits me, I'll be fine. But this is
now,
true.
As a finely tuned athlete, what are you doing to try to combat this? Do you have, like, a boatload of Mucinex? You got the house, like, filled up with steam? What are you doing to try to get over this?
I'll tell you what he doesn't have. He doesn't have Bronchade.
I've been drinking NyQuil by the gallon. I mean, at this point, it's not even used for me to sleep. I'm just sipping on that stuff, like, pretty much all day. So much water. I'm barely eating really anything. Like I said, just resting as much as I can. Just hoping that I can beat a majority of this by the time Friday rolls around. So I got to be in San Antonio, Texas tomorrow, but I won't be wrestling tomorrow. So hopefully by Friday I'll be feeling like a new and improved Adam Cole and maybe even more invigorated because now that I'm feeling so great to just go out there and have a killer performance on Friday.
Bronchade sounds like a benefit for Braun Strowman.
I mentioned
that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, well, Bronchade is it's got ephedrine in it, and so it's been You can't even buy it anymore. They don't even have it behind the counter because kids were making so much meth. And I was just thinking, what about a poor guy like Adam Cole? He could really use some Bronchade right now. And you idiot meth makers are making his life miserable.
right, exactly.
It's ridiculous. Now, it is funny that you mentioned sickness because we don't hear a lot about wrestlers being sick. And, I mean, maybe it happens more than we hear, but I remember it was a year or two ago where a bunch of WWE guys got the flu. And it was actually a story because a bunch of guys got the flu and then they passed around the locker room. And then we had like a SmackDown taping where half the guys were sick. I mean, the fact that it was a news story tells you it is pretty rare. Why do these wrestlers not get sick? Airports all the time, flying on planes, it's strange.
Well, you know what, I'll tell you, I do think a big part of it is, I think a lot of them just don't talk about it. I think that is like a big thing, because there are so many guys that are, and you know there's so many guys that wrestle hurt or wrestle sick or the whole like no sleeping thing. I'll tell you, like, to feel normal is such a rare thing. But I don't know. I don't know if it's that the body is so used to being in shock all the time that, like, it just adjusts, like, really well. Because, like I said, instead of – when we contract or get diseases thrown our way or, like, sicknesses and flus and colds and stuff like that, because we're so used to fighting off of no sleep and not eating as properly as we would like to and being in different time zones all the time, maybe we can fight stuff off better. I don't know. That's very true. But this is my first sickness I've got in a while. So I'm handling it totally like a baby. I'm babying myself, trying to
good man. Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. But I'm hoping that this is the one and only for the fall and winter seasons coming up. I'm hoping I go through the whole time without being sick. That'd be amazing.
Now let me ask you, as you suck in a great deal of snot right there, let me ask you about your shoulder injury.
Yeah.
You had a lot of time off for the shoulder injury. You announced the injury right after the title match with Jay Briscoe. And
right.
I can alert everyone now, my super secret sources. I had heard in advance, Adam, that you were hurt going into that match. Is that true?
Yeah. That is true. That is true. Actually, to be completely honest with you, the entire scoop and the entire story is I had been wrestling with a fracture in my elbow and a partial tear in my tricep, like I can't remember it. It was either the week before or the week after I won the Ring of Honor title.
Wow.
It was like my elbow and arm. And actually what I ended up hurting my shoulder on is it was all the same arm. So it was what I told myself was when I got this tear in the tricep, and when I mean partial, it was partial. It was more so my elbow was causing me so much pain that I like that bothered me even more than my tricep. But there were just certain things I couldn't do. I couldn't do like any kind of tricep lifting whatsoever, like no dips, no close grip bench, no anything like that. So I said when I eventually lose the title, I'll just get it fixed then. Well, I had been so accustomed to working hurt with this arm that when I did lose the championship, I said, I'm good. You know, I've been wrestling hurt this whole time and it hasn't bothered me. I'm okay. I'm just going to keep wrestling. And then I ended up dislocating my shoulder. And at that point, it was one of those situations where, you know, I couldn't weight train at all. I was having trouble sleeping. And I still kept it from Ring of Honor, and they weren't happy about that, but I kept it from them. And then eventually when they found out, they said, listen, you know, you got to get that fixed. So we had agreed on after final battle, I would go and get my arm fixed. So yeah, I've been wrestling hurt for quite some time.
So the injury had nothing to do with the title change?
No.
Okay.
No. None whatsoever. Yep.
You know, about, I would say a year, about 8 months ago or whatever, I had my first match in 5 years, and I had plenty of warning, and I trained really hard, and I did everything that I would normally do to get ready for a match. And I remember when I got in the ring, I was still like, oh, man. And granted, I'm a lot older than you are, but you were out for shoulder surgery, and you're out for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. And you come back, and your first match is with, of all people, AJ Styles. Now, I would have been like, this is the end of my career right here.
Yeah,
I'm going to look horrible.
Into this with cheeseburger or something?
I'll be fired, you know? But, I mean, you pulled it off great. How did you prepare? Because, you know, ring work is a lot different than training, running on the treadmill, doing your CrossFit, whatever.
Sure. So it was the 5 months off was the craziest 5 months ever for me. Like it was, whether it was stuff that went on with me personally, like, you know, my grandmother had just passed away, and, she was someone who I lived with ever since I was 9. She raised me. She was the one who supported the wrestling journey. So when she passed away, it was like, you know, I didn't have wrestling as my escape then. And then when I was rehabbing from my shoulder, it was like I was on, then I was off. Like, I know a story that was reported about me being cleared absolute last minute to wrestle AJ. That's 100% true. Like, it was just the craziest 5 months ever, where I think when I finally was able to come back and I had so many ups and downs, it was like I didn't even have time to be nervous. I had done a little bit of rehab, the little bit of rehab I was allowed to do, but the 2 weeks before I actually came back, I was told to do absolutely nothing, like sit on my butt because I had a little mishap with my shoulder. So when I got there, like I hadn't been in a ring whatsoever in 5 months. The last time I was in a ring was the PWG Black Cole Sun show, which was the week after Final Battle. And then the week after that, I got surgery. And I had not run the ropes, had not taken a bump or anything up until that match with AJ. So it was like I didn't have time to be nervous because there was just so much other stuff going on. And I just hoped and prayed that the Philadelphia fans were going to be there for me because I know that if they love you, they can be the best. But if they don't like you, they can be the worst. So I just really had high hopes that they were going to stick by me. And then, of course, it really helps that my dance partner is the best wrestler in the world. So you could look at that as a plus or a negative. But for me, it was a definite plus. So all the stars were just aligned for me that night, man. I was really, really lucky, and I think it turned out okay.
Yeah, but still being in the ring with the best wrestler in the world, there is an expectation for your performance, and you hadn't done anything. I mean, how did you feel coming out of it? Were you like, oh, man, I lived?
Yeah, it was like the biggest side of relief, kind of, where I was like, okay, cool. Like, it was like, because even when I first, I remember everything felt kind of weird until I had taken my first, like, bump and, like, fell on the mat. Then everything kind of clicked back to me. like even just like wrestling around, I was like, okay, all right, you know, just trying to like readjust with everything for me. And then once we started going, then everything felt good again. But yeah, coming to the back, it was just like the biggest sigh of relief of just saying, okay, I can still do this. Because every little, I'll never forget, like watching as a kid, watching these like Triple H videos where Triple H would make the comment like, "Oh man, when I tore my quad and I came back at Madison Square Garden, I
as
was
a kid,
really
Mike,
up in the crowd."
I know it.
Go on.
I was I was really hoping, you know, this is Triple H though. I was really hoping that the fans were gonna, you know, care and like appreciate me and be excited that I was coming back. And I remember sitting there going, "How would they not? You know, you're Triple H. Of course they're gonna appreciate the fact that you're coming back." But now that I had gone through it, I totally understand what he was talking about, because I, of course, had that fear of like, oh, are the people going to care at all? Are they going to be excited? Are they going to be into it? And they were. And like me and AJ just, we mesh really, really well. So, but yeah, like I said, definitely a big, big sigh of relief. It was really hard for me to like sleep that night at the hotel because I was so happy to be back. Wrestling is just the most important thing to me in my life. So getting to go back and do what I love to do was great.
I'm thinking that whole rigmarole may have led to your sinus infection. That's a lot of stress.
Yeah, maybe finally now, you know, my body is just like giving me a chance to recover.
Sure.
The adrenaline is wearing off. So starting yesterday, that's what the sinus infection is from.
Now, do you feel that you are back? Are you back 100% right now? Do you feel maybe 90%? Where are you compared to your all of your injuries peak?
Oh, sure. I think I am like 99% back, like 100%. But that was probably confusing, 99%, 100%. No, I'm like 99% back. When I first came back, I definitely still felt my shoulder and my tricep. And two, this is no secret to anybody. Physically, I wasn't in the best shape that I wanted to be in. But now it's like when I came back, I was 205 pounds when I came back. Now I just weighed myself on Monday. I'm 187 pounds. So I've definitely trimmed up, and I'm definitely starting to get back to looking
that's
the way
that's almost
look.
20 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've been doing that. And what's really helped me too, that this is, I've said this before, and it's so true, but gosh, this DDP yoga is incredible, because I can do all this cool stuff. And it's like the impact on my joints is nothing, and my mobility is better. I can weight train better. There's a new CrossFit gym that just opened up around where I live now, and I'm going to start going there. My diet has just been really on point. But for me, it's so crazy. I've said this.
Well, actually, stand by 1 second. We got to head to a break real quick. We'll pick it up when we come back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi, WrestlingObserver.com. Ring of Honor returning on Friday. San Antonio, Texas pay-per-view, traditional pay-per-view. All-Star Extravaganza 7, Jay Lethal defending both of his titles against John Cena and Sting. Actually, that's the other show. Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. And a four-way here, AJ Styles, Roderick Strong, Michael Elgin, and Adam Cole to determine the number one contender. And Adam, before we go today, I want to give you a chance to plug anything else you've got, social media, any of that fun stuff that you youngsters are doing nowadays.
Sure, yeah. For me, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's all Adam Cole Pro. If you find it there using their search engines. And then also, I have a new and revamped AdamColePro.com that just says my schedule, all that information, some cool T-shirts and DVDs and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, pretty much Adam Cole Pro is what you want to use when you're looking for me.
Adam Cole Pro. And one last thing very quickly before we go. Dalton Castle versus Silas Young. Who's winning the match of the century?
And this is the honest to God truth. It's the match that I'm most excited for on this pay-per-view. I'm going to go with Dalton Castle. I'm going to go with Dalton Castle.
Silas Young is going to become one of the boys.
I think so.
Oh, man, there's so many possibilities here. That's on the show, everybody. A lot of great matches coming up. The Briscoes versus a mystery team, Addiction Kingdom, and the Young Bucks in a three-way for the tag team titles. So much great stuff. Adam, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and I hope you get well very soon. And we're going to be back tomorrow with more Ring of Honor guests all this week, everybody. And we're here live, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, every single day, Sports Byline USA. I want to thank everybody at Byline, Mike, as always, the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.